The fundamental thing about marketing is always understanding your customers. So, but all you need to do is collect more information about the customers. Who are they? Why are they coming to the site? Why do they purchase? And then once you collect that information, a lot of marketing channels will help you figure out the rest.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method like email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. I love hearing from you guys, from our listeners. So when we get a nice mention or someone emails me or DMs me on LinkedIn or grabs me at a conference, not physically, just grabs me, say hello at a conference, I do like to give them a shout out. So a big hello to AJ Saunders, who's a long time listener and who messaged me quite recently on LinkedIn. So hey, AJ, hope you're having a good one. And if you would like a shout out at the start of an episode, then get in contact, say something nice about us on LinkedIn or your blog or something, or head to keepopt.com/review to find out how to leave a review on one of the podcasting platforms. This month is all about attribution, analytics, data, all those kind of good stuff. So this month, rather than doing a particular marketing method, we're talking about those fundamentals that underpin the performance of all your marketing, and ever more so as the space develops. Last time we looked at building the right analytics tech stack. This time we're getting deep into cookies. We are looking at how you can start capturing your own first party cookies, which means you get past, you can capture those and hold on to them, thus avoiding most of the cookie legislation and cookie browser changes that are coming in. And then how you then provide that data to your marketing platforms, your email marketing, your ads marketing platforms, in order to improve the performance they give you. For example, more alerts about abandoned baskets going to your email platform, so you get more abandoned basket emails going out. More events data being fed into the Facebook ads algorithm, thus improving the performance of the Facebook ad activity, and thus, in both cases, bringing you more sales. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Really fascinating chat. Really enjoyed talking to this guest. She both explains the complex bits, but also makes the whole thing seem a lot more straightforward than you're probably thinking it is right now. So make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because she has got some brilliant answers to the Quickfire Insider tip section to help you maximize your performance. And I'll also be sharing my take on it and outlining some other ways we can help you. So stay tuned to the end. Did you know that Safari deletes all of your website's visitor data every 7 days? Since Apple deprecated third-party cookies, most brands' retargeted audience size has been slashed by 40%. Amerce fixes this in just one click. The Amerce first-party data app extends your data tracking to 1 year instead of 7 days, automatically adding 40% more customer data to your existing email flows and paid ads audiences. Brands with Amerce installed see 20% more email revenue and a 40% increase in event match quality across Meta and Google. It literally takes just 15 minutes to install, and you never have to do anything after. Just let the revenue roll in. Sign up for your 30-day free trial via keepopt.com/immerse. That's keepopt.com/AIMERCE. In this episode, I'm chatting with data tracking expert Yiqi Wu. Yiqi is the founder and CEO of Amerce, a next-gen platform to empower long-lasting relationships with customers by putting you in control of your first-party cookies. Hello, Yiqi.
Hi, Chloe. Thank you for having me here.
Super excited to have you on to help us with one of those kind of, not weird, but one of those left-field, I didn't realize I was getting into marketing to deal with this stuff. Oh my God, it's all very complicated pieces that seem We've been talking about it for a long time in the industry, but we don't have any solutions. So I'm really excited to be catching up with you on it and shining a light on what Amerce does too. Before we get into all of that, how did you end up in the world of data tracking? Because it's pretty niche.
Right. So I actually come from a very technical background. Before building Amerce, I graduated with a computer science degree and I went to work for Facebook back in 2014. And I worked at Facebook for almost 6 years. And I went on to work for Reddit for another 3 years, built their A/B test platform. So like I have been in this data infrastructure like kind of domain for a long time as an engineer. I'm building out like all the tools that you are currently using, like Facebook and Reddit, all the ads toolings, testing toolings, data toolings, back and social media companies. But funny thing is my parents actually run e-commerce stores. My parents have been doing silk business for almost 30 years. So I have seen a lot of struggle, like they've been gone through in the last like 30 years, ups and downs as a small, medium business. And I know like a lot of things are like important. They know it's important, but it's like something that they did not have the capability to like comprehend or like even like set up things correctly. And then I do those things for them. And I realize this is a common pain point for a lot of people, like not just my parents. So like I decided to leave the big tech company and build my own company for this.
You saw that opportunity through your parents' experience. We're like, this is what I do all the time. I can fix this.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I find it really fascinating that you're coming at this from the software engineer perspective. Do you think that gives you, I would assume it gives you a different perspective and that it's probably easier to learn the marketing perspective than it is to learn for a marketer to learn the software engineer perspective? Do you think that would be true?
I think it's like connected, but it's like two different pieces. Like marketing obviously involves a lot more than just data tracking. There are a lot more pieces like creative, thinking about marketing strategies, ad strategies, messages. But like the foundation of marketing has always been like data. Like if you do like digital marketing, for example, like Facebook marketing, like Facebook ads is always running on top of data. That's why Facebook is so valuable. Like they have like pretty much everything about you, I guess. So I would say like it's like a low-hanging fruit that people are not paying enough attention to. And as this is something that you fix one time and you can benefit forever type of thing. So I would like, it's worth spending like a day or a week, like learning and fixing those things, I would say.
Got you. Okay, well, let's get into the challenge that is first party cookies. First off, why should an e-commerce brand care about putting in the tech and the systems in order to collect their own first-party cookies? Why bother?
Right. So people have heard about the concept of third-party cookies going away. Like people talk about that a lot. Like a lot of people don't know details, like what is going on and what is happening here. So what we did is quite interesting. We read entire Safari's ITP. It's called Intelligent Tracking Prevention. And we learned like how Safari is actually doing things. For a lot of the countries like US, UK, a lot of traffic is coming from Safari. Like note here, I'm not talking about Chrome yet. Like Chrome is another story. So I'm strictly talking about Safari in this topic. Safari, on the other hand, has deprecated third-party cookies about a few years ago. And as a result of that, if you read the tracking prevention, you will know that Safari deprecates cookies if it's not set on the first party every 7 days. So cookies are getting refreshed on the browser every 7 days. That meaning that you can only track a user only within 7 days. Beyond 7 days, you lost the tracking already. If this person comes on day one and give you email and they come back, like say 2 weeks later, it will be shown as an anonymous user to you. So you lost a lot of opportunity to send them like emails, to remarket to them, to send those data to Facebook, train the algo, like so many things that you cannot do because of that. That's the whole reason why first party cookie is the solution to that, because Safari this is the only thing that allowed by Safari to stay on the browser for 1 year instead of 7 days.
So basically, if we get down to the nitty-gritty, which thankfully you've done for us, so we don't have to do it, EG. If we get to the nitty-gritty, if we want that rich data to power our personalization, to power our automated marketing, to give us rich insight on our customers, we need to start doing what we've relied on other people's cookies to do for all this time, what we've relied on the Facebook pixel to do to drive our ad data, what we've relied on our email system to collect for us. Presumably then we just need to install some software and then we can start collecting this ourselves. And then can we integrate that, provide that data to anyone then once we've caught it? Is it a bit like you can sync an email list with Facebook, you can sync your cookie list with Facebook?
Exactly. You are very on point. So like the moment you collect all your first party data, they belong to you. Like you control them. Instead of like, you know, before Facebook is collecting all the data as a pixel on the website and then you don't like, you know, process them yourself. But like the general trend of the public is going to be like, hey, like we want you to own the data and you have the control to share, like for example, like email marketing systems, Facebook, Google, or other marketing channels that you currently like using. And then that's gonna give you more, like first of all, more data to send to them. Second of all, like more control of what data to be shared and when to share. That's actually for the better of a more privacy focused like internet.
Is there ever a case where, and this is probably way left field, so feel free to tell me I'm totally off on one with this, Yi-T, but is there a scenario where we might start doing something with the cookies ourselves, or is this more a case of us gathering the data on our sites to then provide it to our suppliers' technology to enable things to be done for us?
I mean, you are enabling a cookie yourself. The first party cookie, the definition of that is this is set by the domain directly and used by domain directly. This is not going to be shared with any other third party websites, which is like, you know, before you probably have experienced like if you visit like say the shoe company and then you went to another blog and the shoe ads showed up to you, right? The reason why they can track this kind of behavior because there's a cookie on the browser that follows you around. And they know what things you have visited, they know like what you things that you have seen, and they're sharing data with each other. And then that's how they like kind of like got you, right? And then this kind of behavior is going away. So like this cookie is only set by the domain, only used by domain. And this is not shared with any other third party at all, unless you want to share that with Facebook, unless you want to share that with Google. So your question, like back to your question, you are asking, do we need to set our own cookie? I mean, you are doing that like by, like, for example, using Amers or using other tools, you're actually setting a cookie on your domain, for your domain.
Thus putting you in complete control. So what, therefore, is the likely impact of having this in place? Because I get we've taken control of our data. We know what's happening with it.
Right.
But why? You know, it's like data's great, but what are the likely results we're going to see from this?
It's quite amazing. Like, people, like, did not know that you're losing so much data because of the cookie loss. So we have, from our clients' experience, we've seen like they can get up to 40% more events than what they had before with the third-party cookie. Events means all the behavioral data on the website, like add to cart, checkout started, app payment info, all these kind of information, behavioral information. Those are super important. Because like, for example, you can think about one checkout started event is equivalent to one abandoned cart email. Like this is how much money you're losing on the table.
Got you. So literally, because we're going to track so much more activity and it all gets tied together correctly because the cookie lasts for 12 months, then if we've got the automation set up, if we've got our ads running on the media platforms, then we're going to get better results because we're feeding the algorithm with more, or we're literally triggering more email sends.
Exactly. Like for email send, it's very easy because one extra event is equivalent to like one extra like browser abandonment or like card abandonment email. For the ad side, it's a little bit indirect contribution to the final results. So what Facebook does is they will take all the events data, and all the events data, like for example, like the things I mentioned, add to cart, checkout started, all the events data will have the customer information in it, like name, email, phone number, Facebook cookies, FBC, FBP cookies, and like address, date of birth, all this kind of information, right? So Facebook will use any of those information to match to a Facebook user. And then if they can, anything can be matched to a Facebook user, then they will use that kind of data to train algorithm. And that's how they do ads targeting on Facebook. So the whole concept is around like the more data you send to Facebook, the better they can train the ads algorithm, and the better they can, you can achieve ROAS on performance marketing.
It seems like such an obvious thing to do to me. And that's at the moment, whereas as you were saying earlier, at the moment, there's all the legal stuff going on, but more importantly than that, there's the terms that Safari have changed, which if someone's on their Apple device using the Safari browser, we're screwed, basically. But using a tool like Amerce, we see you're able to get that, 40% uplift in event tracking that then you can feed in, and then the big impact comes from that. Chrome is the other most popular browser in the world. Is a whole other story.
It's a whole other story, for sure.
Where we're kind of, they're Google's playing with it, aren't they? We're still waiting to see what they're actually going to do. So the 40%, that's a drop in the ocean of what potentially could be coming down the line as these big tech companies change the game for us.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I feel like the whole internet is going towards this direction anyways. Like Google is going to do something. Like they have changed their decisions a few times, which is confusing.
but not unusual for Google.
for sure. I mean, like if you think about Google, their most of the revenue depends on ads. So it's like very sensitive to them as well. It's understandable that they're taking this very cautiously. So like we'll see how they do, how they come up with a plan in the next, I guess, like 6 months of time, like they say early 2025. And they propose a solution to let user opt in and opt out. That's an interesting approach, I would say. Like, we'll see how it goes. Yeah,
I think that's all we can say, is it? But I guess the key thing is the numbers you're giving us, that's with only one browser really causing problems, and more is going to be coming. So the need for collecting your own cookies is going to become more important. Now, collecting your own cookies sounds super complicated and super difficult to do. And often when we're playing around with tracking, it becomes hard work and complicated and all the rest of it. Is this hard to get set up? You know, do we need to be an enterprise business before we can implement this kind of tech? Or is this something that is open and available to anybody?
Very good question. I'll be very honest, those big Fortune 5 companies, they have a team working on that. So like, it's complicated if you build your website on your own, and then you have to set up everything yourself, but they have teams working on that. But for Shopify, like merchants, for merchants that build on top of a platform, for Amerce, we directly integrate into Shopify. So it's like a super easy one-click installation, and we'll have everything set up for you. Like it's like set it and forget it tool, because we can leverage a lot of, like Shopify is your true first party. Like, you know, you're building on top of their infrastructure. So we can leverage a lot of Shopify infrastructure. We'll take care of a lot of things for you. So like one-click setup, like 10, 15 minutes, and you can benefit forever.
It might be complicated stuff, but it's like, add to cart is add to cart is add to cart, isn't it? At the end of the day, there's not a lot of customization needed here.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a standard setup for those Shopify merchants. Or like if you build on other platforms, like it's the same. Yeah.
And is there anyone it doesn't work for? You know, do you have to be a certain size of business for this to be worth doing? Or should everybody be thinking about doing it?
Great question. I mean, like this is something I would say, you will see more benefit if you have higher traffic. Like if you just started, I would say there's a million things you should focus on instead of this. If you're in a stage where you're thinking about squeezing the extra juice and give your business an extra boost, that's a moment you should be thinking about this. like not when you just started a business. I don't think so. I would say you need a minimum traffic for this to see the return on investment, I would say. Yeah.
But of course, if you've got low traffic, a high average order value, and you're struggling with your Facebook ads, then it could be a great thing to install. But like you say, if you're starting out, you've got a million and one things to do, and this probably doesn't hit the level. But if you're doing several million, this is probably a no-brainer. Love that answer. Thank you. Yiqi, what have we not mentioned that we should have done around this? What have I failed to ask you about that the audience needs to know about?
Very good question. So like, I'm always telling my clients, like, let's think about those things as like going back to the fundamental, like what is marketing all about? Like marketing is like, if you think about marketing, the fundamental thing about marketing is always understanding your customers, right? Like until you really understand, know your customers, like how you're able to come up with copies they are resonating, how you are able to like market good things to them. If you think about this, setting up the right cookies, collecting data about website behavioral data is all about understanding your customers better. That's like fundamental, pretty much the fundamental of marketing. For us, like I've been always telling my clients, the best thing you can do is to ask questions to your customers, like either know passively collecting data about like their behaviors on the website. Another thing is you should collect like email information or asking them questions, why they're on the site, who are they, why are they coming to the site, why do they purchase? And then once you collect that information, you can send those data to the marketing channels and Facebook will help you figure out like who to target, like who are the people who are coming to them buy, who are the people didn't buy, why they did not buy, right? You don't have to worry about those things yourself. Facebook's algorithm is so advanced these days. So, but all you need to do is collect more information about the customers. And then a lot of marketing channels will help you figure out the rest. Obviously, you can do more advanced things yourself. You have like enough like capabilities. For example, like you can do analytics, customer audience analytics for yourself, like really segmenting them and understanding who are they, where are they coming from. That's where like attribution is coming from. Like attribution is truly about like where are your customers coming from, like why do they buy. And then if you understand that, you can scale your business a lot more smartly, you know?
I do think we're going to be like maybe in 5 years' time, people will be, what? You didn't used to track first-party cookies. What? You know, it's like,
yeah, I know.
It's going to be like, what? Why hasn't, what, you had websites without email sign-up? What? This is madness. I think we're going to go end up in that space. So Yiqi, thank you so much for letting us pick your brains about first-party cookies. It's been fascinating discovering how straightforward it is to do it now, most of all. So thank you for all those insights. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Yiqi's insider tips on attribution and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. Did you know that Safari deletes all of your website's visitor data every 7 days? Since Apple deprecated third-party cookies, most brands' retargeted audience size has been slashed by 40%. Amerce fixes this in just one click. The Amerce first-party data app extends your data tracking to 1 year instead of 7 days, automatically adding 40% more customer data to your existing email flows and paid ads audiences. Brands with Amerce installed see 20% more email revenue and a 40% increase in event match quality across Meta and Google. It literally takes just 15 minutes to install and you never have to do anything after. Just let the revenue roll in. Sign up for your 30-day free trial via keepopt.com/immerse. That's keepopt.com/AIMERCE. Okay, Yiqi, so far we've gone deep into first-party cookies. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of data, attribution, analytics, all that good stuff. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Yiqi, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. Let's start with newbie advice. If we inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Mm-hmm. So I would say if you just started, take a look at your events manager at Facebook. take a look at your metrics in ClayView and look at the data. Does that match the data you're looking at Shopify? Very simple 5-minute check. And a lot of people are not doing that. Like, check if the data matches. Like, you may be surprised that you are losing so much data tracking here. Check that, and then you can tell me if this is worth your time, like resetting this and fixing that.
So literally looking, how many orders did Shopify report? How many orders did Facebook report? How many orders did ClayView report? Do they match up? And the gap is the opportunity that you can potentially realize through the first party cookies.
Correct. Orders, purchase, add to cart, checkout started, all these kind of lower funnel events, like to see if that matches what you expect. Is there any like gap? You'll be surprised, trust me.
I think after listening to this, they won't be as surprised as they would have been. But love that starting point. Once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Good question. I think we kind of mentioned that before. My favorite way of improving performance is like the do it and forget about type of thing. If you can have the foundation right, you can do everything right on top of that. If you don't have the foundation right, like you can iterate like thousands of creatives and you'll be like struggling. So like I would say the easiest way, the lowest hanging fruit you can do is fix your data tracking and make sure your event match quality, events manager at Facebook is high enough. You have all the data tracked correctly. You have all the data sent to Facebook correctly. And then your performance ad, you can focus on fully your creatives and the performance ads and product messages.
Yeah, I love it. Get the foundations right. Set and forget. Love that. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Actually, as an engineer, so like I like really technical stuff. Like I'm surprised that a lot of people don't actually see a Facebook's resource out. Like Facebook has a lot of documentations out there, which is like the most accurate things that you can read instead of reading like random blogs somewhere like this to get information. Facebook has their documentation out there. They talk about their attribution model, how they track, how they calculate. They talk about what event matters the most. If you look at the events manager documentation on Facebook, they tell you the most important event like parameters are two things, emails and FBC, and the rest of them like names, phone numbers, address, but they rank those for you. They tell you what's important and what that's not. Like these are like the most valuable documentations out there that people are missing out.
It is mad, isn't it? People will just consume YouTube video and TikTok video and blog post about it, but not go back to the source data. It's mad. I love that advice. Okay, finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Well, we've kind of mentioned that. Well, patiently waiting for Google's change. And we'll see how it goes. Like they said, early 2025. We'll see how. That's going to be one of the biggest change on the internet. And we should be getting ready for that.
Yeah, if it happens in 2025. But then every time Google changes their mind, it becomes that little bit less likely that they'll change their mind again. So I think if I was a betting person, I'd have my money on it actually happening in 2025. But yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And of course, if you get your first party cookie collection sorted out now, then you are ahead of the pack in terms of being ready for it, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Well, talking about that, Yuqi, we are nearly at the end of the show. So it's time to let the listeners know where they can find you and your business and get their first party cookies sorted.
Well, you can always come to the website. Our website is super transparent and detailed. Like, as I mentioned, I'm an engineer. You can know this is an engineer-built website. Amerce.ai. So AIMERCE.AI. And on the website, it has a link directly to my calendar. It's directly to my calendar, not my sales rep, not anyone else, just to me directly. So you can reach me there directly.
Brilliant. So that is heading to Amerce.ai, which is AIMERCE.AI, to find out more about the Amerce solution and also to get directly into Yuqi's calendar to chat with her about it. Yuqi, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and explaining this opportunity I think coming into this, people may think, oh, first-party data, problem, cookie, problem, problem. No, not problem, everybody, opportunity. So thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about it. We really appreciate it.
I love it. Opportunity. Thank you, Chloe.
It's hard to think of a reason not to start collecting first-party cookies. All that juicy events data you can use to power marketing, you've probably already got set up. Seems like such a no-brainer. And after this, I will be going and Googling to work out how I can start doing it on my platforms, which aren't Shopify, so it's not quite so easy. Loved chatting with Yiqi there about what they're up to and getting the software engineer's perspective, which I think is sometimes something we really do need to do. So we were talking about putting in place software to enable you to collect cookies yourselves that are then data about your customers that you own. So then you can use that data with third parties like Facebook, Klaviyo, etc., to improve the performance of your marketing because you are feeding them more accurate data. Because currently, or so far, Safari has gone live, Apple have gone live with their changes to the Safari browser, which means you essentially cookies don't really work anymore on Safari. They only last for about 7 days, or the third party sort do. And the Chrome changes are coming down the line and more and more cookie changes are coming in our direction. But a lot of those are focused on third-party cookies, not on first-party cookies. Hence, the huge opportunity of collecting your own data. Okay, you can get our notes from that episode, plus the full transcript of the episode and more at keepoptimizing.com. You could also use our special direct episode short links to go straight to the right page on the website. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, then do check out episode 224, which is immediately before this one, where we're talking about building your analytics tech stack, which arguably your first party cookie capture would be a part. So I think that will help you build on the things we're discussing all this month. And you can find all our attribution episodes, which is kind of the term we're gathering all of these under, by scrolling up your feed or use the short link keepopt.com/attribution. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. So that includes you and your friends. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Join top brands to gain 60% more tracked customer profiles and a 40% revenue boost in Klaviyo, Meta, and Google Ads. Sign up for a 30-day free trial via keepopt.com/immerse. That's keepopt.com/AIMERCE.